Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
At some point, May 4th became, well, Star Wars Day, because of the phrase, May the Force be with you, which sounds like May the 4th be with you. So, you know, or something like that. I went and looked it up because I was curious when this started. Now, actually, the first recorded saying of May the 4th be with you actually was in the late 70s, but it wasn't in reference to Star Wars, although maybe it had something to do with it, I don't know, because that was around the time that the original Star Wars movie came out, but it wasn't really until 2011 when it became kind of a thing. So this, I guess this is, 10 years of it or 11 years of it, and so it is also, people celebrate Star Wars, and I gotta admit, I'm not most of the, I like the original movies. I'm not so much a fan of all the stuff that came afterwards. It is, it's not my thing, but I can appreciate it. And I know that people even do marketing around it too. I'm not going to deny that doing an event, but for me, May 4th has a much different meaning because it's my daughter's birthday. So my daughter's not a fan of the fact that her birthday falls on Star Wars Day, but it is what it is. It's one of these things that came from the bottom up, as it were, and so it was interesting to see when it picked up because it seems like it's been a thing in the last few years. I didn't realize it went back to 2011, although there's even in 2008, there was some, it started up as like a Luke Skywalker Day or something like that. And there was, I think there was less of the movies around back then, but since Disney took over the Star Wars franchise back in 2012, there's probably a lot more marketing behind it. And so it became a thing and it became embraced, and why not? I mean, you get every day should be a celebration for something, I guess. I should be celebrating the fact that maybe we're all alive, but it was interesting to see that. I guess this does have somewhat of a history, and I'm not surprised that Wikipedia has a page on it. Of course it does, but it is. Then of course there's May 5th, Revenge of the 5th or Revenge of the 6th, in that context. But interesting. I don't necessarily celebrate Star Wars on that day, but I don't know. I see it and kind of nod, go, okay, yeah, that is a thing.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.